Greetings, and welcome to week two of our sermon series titled, When God Steps In. On last Sunday, Pastor Andrew began this series under the topic, Surprise Timing. How God steps into the lives of his sons and daughters to provide for their future as heirs of God, as stated in Galatians 4, verses 4 through 7, which reads, But when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own children. And because we are his children, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Father. Now, you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. When we turn to scripture, we are reminded of God's involvement and presence throughout history. These times include seasons of plenty as well as seasons of scarcity. It also includes times of anticipation and unexpected revelation, not to mention our timing versus God's timing. I remember singing in my home church on the gospel choir back in 1994 and 95 when a top seller came out by none other than gospel singer Dottie Peoples. And the song was titled, He's an On-Time God. Yes, He is. We would sing this song, and sometimes we would take words from the song to be part of our testimony. For these words included testimonies such as, He's an on-time God. Oh, yes, He is. He may not come when you want Him, but He's always right on time. He's an on-time God. Oh, yes, He is. For Job said, He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. When thinking about the series and more specifically today's topic, my mind went back to the song and how we realized that it had so much meaning in our lives. For if we are honest about it, there have been times in our lives when we felt like Job, not sure whether God saw our tears or were aware of our fears. And yet, while he may not have come when we wanted him to come, God still showed up right on time. Church, as we continue our sermon series today, I believe you may see the same is true in today's message, Unexpected Ways. As we examine the Word of God located in the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, the 26th through the 38th verses, see if you see something here. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. For she was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. For you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary asked the angel, "But how can this be? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be the Son of God." Once more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said come about be true." And then the angel left her. For those of us who are familiar with the customs and the traditions of the time of Mary and Elizabeth, it was not only challenging to be in either one of those ladies' positions, for there was also the stigmatism of being less than. For women during that time were considered to be less than. They were considered to be property of their husbands. And to not have a husband to be your covering, you were considered to be less than. Not to mention being pregnant before being married. But church, what I love about God's word is its ability to remind us of God's presence throughout all of history, especially during unexpected circumstances. For in the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter and the 8th verse, we are reminded that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Friends, I have read the story of Elizabeth and Mary more times than I can count. However, it wasn't until I read it in preparation for today's message that I realized that there was an even greater awareness of when God truly steps in to our lives. For when we go back to the passage and we look at the very first portion of verse 28, where it says, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy." Many people, when reading the story of how God had sent the angel Gabriel to let Mary know that she would be the mother of Jesus, I would say that they gave very little thought to those six words in that referred to Elizabeth's pregnancy. However, when we talk about God stepping in unexpected ways, these words hold great significance, especially during that time. For friends, whatever God purposes for our lives, God also provides. And because God purposes things for our lives and provides things for our lives, it is also known that God will also be present during those times. For you see, Mary's purpose was to be the mother of Jesus. Why? Because as it tells us in the 30th verse, that God had found favor in her and with her. someone that others would be considering less than, God considered to be more than. God also was providing for Mary before she was even aware of what was to take place in being the mother of Jesus. For God had put Elizabeth, Mary's cousin, in place to be there as someone that she could turn to during those challenging times, to be a pleasant and precious presence for her when Mary would later go and let her know what was about to happen. Elizabeth would also be the one that God would provide affirmation through, that the child that Mary was going to give birth to was holy, but not only that, but that Mary would also provide affirmation and confirmation to Elizabeth that the son that she too would have was also holy and a part of God's plan and purpose for both of their lives. When God has a purpose and God provides, we also realize that God will be present with us. And because of his presence and his provisions, we have the promise of God. As we are reminded in verse 36 of our passage, what's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail. Friends, in other words, while we are oftentimes trying to figure things out, God is already working them out on our behalf. God already knows what we need. As we navigate our way through this Advent season on the heels of the conclusion of a year that will be talked about for generations to come, understand, yes, we will still encounter unexpected ways and things to take place. However, God is still with us. And as we are remembering in our season of waiting and anticipating the coming of our soon coming King, we are called to not forget that God still has a purpose for our lives. For many of us have also found favor in the eyes of God. And as such, may we not forget that our God is an on-time God. And as things start to unfold and evolve as we come to the end of 2020, God still has a purpose for you and for me to fulfill the promises that we will reap a harvest, that we will have waiting for us a reward of eternal life. If we not let the unexpected things in our lives throw us off course and off focus, we are called to remember that just as God stepped in and provided for Mary and Elizabeth, God will step in and provide for us. We are called to remember during this season of Advent that there is still hope in this land, that there is still love to be had in this land. And believe it or not, there is still peace to to be had in this land. Yes, we are still wrestling with some of the challenges of COVID-19, post-election transitions, and ongoing racial injustice. And yet, when God steps in, church, our waiting is not in vain. And it will be as written in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 3rd chapter, the 11th verse. Yet God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. We may not see everything that God is doing behind the scenes, but I'm here to let you know that God is still working on our behalf. God still wants us and has made provisions for us to be heirs of his kingdom. And I would say that if we needed to hang our hats on something, if we needed to tie a knot at the end of the rope and hang on, then I would direct your attention to verse 37 that says, "For the word of God will never fail." These words, my friends, are words of assurance and affirmation. So I implore you, don't become discouraged with situations and circumstances that don't line up with your playbook or script. Just remember, God does step in unexpected ways. Amen and amen. Please join me in a word of prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, how you continue to reveal your word to us in new and relevant ways. We thank you, God, in the midst of everything that is taking place in our lives, that you still show up in unexpected ways. And that while our ways and our thoughts are not yours, your ways and your thoughts are always on time. Bless your people during this Advent season. And God, bless those who have not heard your name, that we may say it and say it proud. The name of Jesus, the name above every name, the name that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. The one who left us these precious words: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen." God bless you.